Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Ankit Thakker, Joint Managing Director and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this Monday morning for Jupiter Hospitals' earnings call for the 2025-26 financial year. With me today are Sivasis Sen, our CFO, Suma Upparatti, our Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and Aditya Gupta, our Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs. I hope you had a chance to go through the investor presentation and financials we uploaded on the exchanges and our website. Before I get into the numbers, I'd like to take you through the year, what we accomplished, and where we are headed. FY26 was, in many ways, a momentous year for us. The inauguration of Dombivli in February marked the fulfillment of a commitment. It was the first greenfield hospital we have launched since listing. We had set ourselves a target of commissioning it by Q1 FY27, and I'm very pleased that we beat that and opened ahead of schedule. To give you a sense of the scale, we built 750,000 sq ft, the entire superstructure for 500 beds, and completed fit-outs for approximately 300 beds, all in just over 24 months. And we did it without any cost escalations. On time, on budget, no surprises. The early response from doctors and the local community has been very encouraging. Accreditation and insurance empanelment processes are underway, and we remain confident about achieving the year two break-even that we guided to. Even as Dombivli ramps up, our other projects are moving along well. Pune South is on track to open in calendar year 2028, as we had committed. Mira Road has completed its architectural drawings and is undergoing regulatory clearances. We expect excavation to begin by the end of the year. Dombivli, Pune South, and Mira Road were all commitments we had made explicitly. BKC, however, is something a little different. BKC is one of the most prominent addresses in the country. Putting up a 400-bed quaternary care hospital on over 1 lakh sq ft of land there is not just another hospital. It's a declaration that Jupiter is ready to compete at the very highest levels in India's most consequential healthcare market. But we will build it the way we build everything else: patient-centric, clinically efficient, and with responsible CapEx. The goal from day one will be to earn the trust of patients who will have every option in the world available to them. With BKC in the pipeline, we are looking at approximately 1,700 new beds in this expansion cycle, taking our long-term capacity to nearly 3,000 beds. That's a network we believe will be genuinely differentiated and will cement our position as the leading hospital group in Western India. We are not trying to just grow fast. We are trying to grow right. Every project in our pipeline is greenfield. Each one is designed as a full-scale hub, not a spoke, not a satellite, but a flagship facility in its own right. Every one of them is in a densely populated urban geography in Mumbai and Pune. And we pretty much own all the real estate. This is an asset-heavy model by deliberate choice. We believe owned infrastructure gives us the stability of operations for the long-term value of what we are building. Across the four hospitals in this cycle, from Dombivli all the way to BKC, the 1,700 beds will come up, at an average cost of around 1.5 crores per bed. A quick word on the balance sheet before moving to the P&L numbers. We deployed around 500 crores in capex this year, Dombivli BKC land payment, ongoing Pune and Mira Road projects. And yet, on a net basis, we are still cash positive. The gross debt stood at around 500 crores, while the cash on hand was around 545 crores. This has been possible because of the strong operating cash flows coming in from our hospitals in Thane, Pune and Indore. Our current view is that the internal accruals over the next 4 odd years, combined with debt at under 3 times EBITDA, should be sufficient to fund everything that we have announced. Now to the numbers. Total income for FY26 is 1499.8 crores, up 15.2% year-on-year. EBITDA came in at 343.3 crores, up 14.4%, with margins at 22.9%. PAT for the full year was 194.2 crores. For the quarter, the revenue was 387.8 crores, up 15.1%. EBITDA, 89.2 crores, representing a 23% margin. And the PAT was 50.2 crores, up 11.5%. ARPOB grew 11.7% to 67,700. ALOS was 3.87 days. And the bed occupancy for the 3 pre-existing hospitals stood at 61.2%. Overall volumes were up 9.9% to 10.8 lakhs with both OPA and IP numbers reporting growth. The insurance revenues now make up 55.4% of our revenue mix, while government stands at just 1%. Jupiter's had a strong year. We remain focused on where we are going and excited about what lies ahead. Thank you, and I'll now be happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kripa Shah from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So our first question is, so could you please help us understand how the recently commissioned hospital is ramping up in terms of occupancy and revenue contribution? And also, by when we can expect the major insurance tie-up to be in the place?
Good morning. So it's still very early days to talk about occupancy and numbers. We are just about 2 months into operation. So it is, the initial response, as I said, from the patients and the doctors quite eager to join the team has been quite good. The occupancy status we could probably meaningfully discuss in a quarter or two when we have had some time under the belt. The insurance tie-ups typically get linked to the accreditation, which means at least 6 months of operational data before you can proceed with that. So we have started with the process of engaging both the accreditation NABH committees as well as the insurance, but it is likely to happen between 6 to 12 months.
Okay, sir. Got it. So, my second question, as the overall bed capacity increases from around 1,200 beds currently to nearly 2,900 beds over the next few years, how are we planning to manage the overall CapEx and funding requirement over the next 5 years?
So, our internal accruals that we'll generate over the next 5 years, along with some debt, as I said, with the currently self-imposed ceiling of 3 times of EBITDA, we believe that a combination of these two should take us over there.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, If you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Amey Chalke from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congrats on the good number. So I have first question, Ankit, on unit-wise occupancy and ARPA for full year at least can be provided. That would be helpful.
Hi, Amey. So for Thane, the occupancy has been around 75, Pune close to 65, and Indore between 45 and 50 because of the added capacity that we did last year.
So, and going ahead, apart from Dombivli, for our base business, how should we look at it? Like Thane would be able to grow at 10% driven by little bit of mix as well as some bit of volumes, or you think it would be lower than 10%?
So Thane essentially should have inflation-linked growth at the current capacity, whatever the inflation number comes to. Pune, as I said, still has headroom to grow in terms of capacity utilization as well. So Pune will have occupancy and inflation as a driver besides of course, Indore, which will have all the drivers.
Right. So, for the base business, at least more than 10% growth should be possible, right, for next 2 years.
I mean, and in the current war situation, I don't want to take a guess of how inflation will play out. But qualitatively, that is what I want to tell you, that Thane, inflation, Pune, inflation and occupancy, Indore, inflation, occupancy and case mix.
Sure. And on the cost side, what are the metrics should we watch out? How the doctor cost, etc. is evolving in each of these regions? Are you facing any competitive pressure in any of these regions which we should keep in mind?
So on the cost side, the only thing that I am watching out for very keenly is the depreciating rupee and the cost of capex. So that is kind of a national reality. So that is something, if the situation does not, come under good control, threatens to really balloon. But apart from that, nothing really to say in terms of doctor costs. Some consumable costs, again, linked to global supply chain disruptions, not meaningfully impacted yet. But those are some things on the cost side that we are watching out for.
Sure. The last question I have is on the Mumbai asset. Have we finalized the plan for how the capex and all would be funded, etc.?
So qualitatively, what I just said earlier, back of the envelope, 3 times of EBITDA and internal accruals over the next 4 or 5 years should take us through the line of everything, including BKC and the other two projects. Detailed calculations, of course, we will do subsequently. Currently, the land, we are still, it has been allotted to us. We have paid some initial money, but it is still in the regulatory clearance and pre-possession formalities are underway with MMRDA. So once all of that happens, we'll sit down on the drawing board, figure out what the exact scope is before we can finalize specific capex numbers.
So that 300 plus crore, which was initial amount, that has already been in our capex side for this year, or something is left for next year?
No, we have paid 25% of the land cost as per the tender condition.
Okay. So remaining would be paid next year, or it will also be in a staggered manner?
It should be paid in this financial year. Everything will be paid in this financial year.
Sure. Thank you so much. I will join back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Priya Kulkarni from PN Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. I would like to ask a question on the Thane Hospital expansion. So could you please provide an update on the approval process for the additional floor? Also, by when do you expect the approvals to come through and the expansion work to begin?
The approval processes are underway. We have received some interim approvals, but not final. That is why I have not specifically pointed it out. I can't really predict regulatory timelines, but I think sometime in this financial year, we should have the approvals with us. And once I have them, I will be happy to inform everyone about the exact scope and scale of expansion.
Okay, sir. Understood. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Gaurav Bhama from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, Gaurav.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a small bookkeeping question, actually. The 9.4 crores from the Dombivli unit, that is completely baked in the quarter four results, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's all from my end, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We will take our next question from the line of Hetvi Sanghvi from HH Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I had a question regarding the second phase of Indore expansion involving the addition of 111 beds. So by when do we expect this phase to come operational?
So Hetvi, as I said, the occupancy currently is just under 50% now. Once the occupancy crosses 60 or near 60, then we will think about the next phase of bed addition.
Okay. Noted. And another question I had was about ARPOB. So ARPOB has increased from around 60,600 to 67,600 during the financial year. So could you help us understand what is driving this strong improvement? Is this largely because of better case mix and specialty contribution, or the pricing improvements also play a role?
So it is a combination of a couple of things. Indore maturing and improving in case mix is definitely adding to the ARPOB. And we have had a couple of renewals from the insurance company, which happened once in 2 years. So some price increase that has kicked in after a 2-year period as well. So a combination of some inflationary price growth and case mix.
Got it. Got it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Dikshant Gupta from Geojit PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know what will be the EBITDA burn for Dombivli this year?
So we have said between 2-3 crores a month on an average for the whole year is what it is.
And yeah. By Q1 of FY28, can we expect an EBITDA break-even?
Around 20. Yeah. So end of 2 years, we should expect an EBITDA break-even.
Oh, end of 2 years, so that would be Q4 FY28, right?
So 2 years of operations, 26 calendar year, 26 we have started. So calendar year, end of, yeah, 27, 28, you should expect it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We will take our next question from the line of Karan Sharma from Sharma Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Karan.
So, sir, I have one question. So when is the next insurance renewal lined up for all our existing hospitals, Thane, Pune, Indore, across?
So this is an ongoing process, and there are, you know, government insurances and multiple different private insurances. Each of them have their own cycles. So essentially, every year there are a few contracts which are up from renewal. So there is no specific month or season in which all of them get renewed. It's on a rolling basis.
Yeah. So yes, you were saying something?
No, I said it's on a rolling basis. There is no specific date.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Dhvani Shah from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, Dhvani.
Yeah. Hi. So I actually wanted some qualitative direction on the Indore facility. I think in the last year, if I think about your subsidiary revenues, those are mainly from Indore, except for the last quarter. The EBITDA as well seems to have seen a very strong ramp up. If you can just explain the levers going forward. I understand you've mentioned case mix occupancy, but a little more detail on the same.
So Dhvani, you managed to catch the important bits. Unfortunately, I don't have too much more to say. Currently, Indore is in its ramp-up phase. The new beds that we added last year have slowly started getting occupied. And essentially, that is what it is. The occupancy has to improve. And the case mix, you know, over the next 1 or 2 years, we still believe has the potential to improve a little more. Combined, both these factors should, you know, take it to a near maturity state in the next two or three years.
Understood. And one more thing on the Dombivli asset, is all the doctor hiring and the fixed cost now in the base, or will there be some additional costs coming in on the fixed side going forward?
So there will be some additional definitely coming in, though a large part of the team we have had in place for the launch. But it is, team building is not a one-time event. It will keep on happening for the next couple of years. You know, you'll keep adding more and more doctors because it's a large facility. So, yeah, you should expect more fixed costs.
Understood. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anuj Keshav from Mitri Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, Anuj.
Yes, sir. Sir, I wanted to know, as we are in MMR region, so what is the percentage of revenue we derive from the foreign patients?
Very little. We have very little reliance on international medical tourism. We predominantly, our model is catering to local residential communities, and all our hospitals are designed such that the capacity is sufficient to cater to the immediate 45-minute, you know, driving distance community. So, yeah, we don't have too much of reliance on foreign medical tourism.
And sir, one more forward-looking question I have is, like, the central government is taking the initiative, like, to just to bring in more foreign patients as into our systems. And sir, do Jupiter as an hospital chain is focusing on that very thing, like what the government is trying to do?
So personally, from an organizational standpoint, no, we are not very focused on international medical tourism.
And sir, just add on to it, sir, like, is it margin accretive, like the international tourism, the medical tourism?
I mean, depends on your individual P&L. As far as we are concerned, most of the facilities have enough local demand, and we don't find it very margin accretive, or we don't find the need to, you know, focus on international. We'd rather focus on domestic and local.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on this call. If you have any further questions that I was not able to answer, please feel free to get in touch with us through SGA, our investment relations advisors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Jupiter Lifeline Hospitals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.